night till dawn. It's where everybody meets. It's the house on Christmas Street. Christmas Street.
Happy Holidays from 88.5. KEOM Mesquite.
I'm Becca Odom here on 88.5 KEOM, and today we are interrupting our normal programming to take you center stage with Mesquite ISD's own superintendent, Dr. David Runeland. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. V.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, first off, to get started, I've noticed that there's been a lot of renovating and rebuilding schools lately in our district. Where did the money to get these renovations come from?
Well, actually, they came from a variety of sources. Primarily, they came from the 2015 bond election that this district community overwhelmingly voted for. And so we've been doing a lot of work, especially lately. You've been seeing Hamby Elementary School over there on Gross Road, and that's really kind of special. We're taking 18 portables and bringing them into a building so children there will no longer be taught in portables. We're also Mesquite High. You're seeing that one. That's a big profile one. And there we had like 20 portables on the campus, and they'll be brought in under a two-story building, and we're renovating the old building. And I know for the people out there who have been a part of Mesquite for a long time, that's a little bit of sadness. But hopefully when we open it up and they see the homage we're paying to our history inside, they'll be just as excited as they were when they went to school there. And then we're starting on Horn High School here shortly, and that's all part of Bond, as well as some of the elementaries who've done. But at the same time we're doing that, we've also been working on existing buildings with what's called maintenance and operation dollars. And we've been doing renovations of existing buildings inside. Rugal is our next one that we'll be doing this year. And that's a really important effort as well. It doesn't look as, you know, kind of as exciting when you have cranes, but inside work that's going on is really helping some of our older buildings have a really positive modern facelift, and I think that's been a good thing.
Well, that's awesome to know, because I know I went to Rugal, and mm-hmm. I know it's great to see these schools getting renovations and getting, I guess, a new life put into them.
Right.
So what made school renovations a top priority for the district?
Well, I think, you know, these are where we house our children. These are where we educate you guys. And we want to provide our children the best educational environment that we can. We want to provide them the tools that will enhance their education and be on par with any district anywhere in the United States, much less Dallas-Fort Worth, which, as you know, can be quite competitive. And so, you know, I think from my perspective, that's a key factor. But also safety and bringing kids out of portables and educating them inside our buildings rather than in those portable buildings. It helps our values and our communities. It brings a more positive presence to the campus. And so I think overall, those are the reasons that we put that as a top priority. Not the top priority, but as a top priority.
Okay. And building off education and tools that these schools will bring, a lot of people think that the money we put into the new schools could have been used on new Chromebooks or textbooks or stuff like that. How would you respond to that?
Well, there's some truth in that, but because many school districts with bond elections will spend a lot of money on technology. The problem with that, as you know, because you guys are young, you know that technology is changing so fast. Mm-hmm. And what was a really valuable tool today, 5 years from now, will not be a valuable tool any longer. We've replaced it with something else, correct?
Yes,
and
sir.
So in a bond referendum, you're actually going out 10 to 20 to even sometimes 30 years of interest rates on those things. You don't want to be paying interest on technology that you're no longer using. So what we've done is we've tried to move that technology to maintenance and operation dollars. And that makes it a little harder, but I think it's a better use of taxpayer dollars. And then on the building side, the thing about a bond is you can really only spend it on what your voters voted for. So I can't suddenly shift it and go spend it on something that I think would be better. So when the voters made the choice to vote on school improvements, that's where we're focusing those dollars. Moving forward, we'll have the same mentality, but we've already budgeted technology into our existing maintenance and operation budget, which was very difficult, but I think we're allocating roughly about $4 million a year for just technology upgrades for students on a regular basis. Usually our customers are asking, our consumer that is usually asking, why aren't you spending that money on people? And we can't. That actually is against the law. The dollars that are allocated for for bond are called INS dollars, interest and sinking dollars, and they have to go to the buildings or to the buses or to the equipment that we put in the bond election. They cannot be used for salaries of employees.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people didn't know that either, so that's good to know so they can have reassurance.
Absolutely.
You mentioned Mesquite High School was renovated. What other schools have been renovated or, like, rebuilt since you had this happen?
My goodness, I'm not sure I can remember them all. Seaburn, Florence, I'm actually at a loss to remember all those buildings that we've done. We've opened new elementary schools and renovated a number of schools. I think we had 12 or 14 projects going on last year. This year we have about 10. It's getting down. We're reducing the number. So honestly, we've done renovations to all of our middle schools. There's work just about everywhere. And I don't know if you're going to ask, but moving forward, we've got some plans moving forward. You might be asking me that, though, so I'll hold. Okay.
Yes, I will at the very end.
Okay.
What improvements have come to the schools since we've had them rebuilt or renovated?
Well, obviously the portables, that's a big deal. A lot of the buildings that have been built the portables have gone away. Our gym space has been expanded, which I think is valuable. And actually in a next effort, we want to add a second gym to our middle schools, mostly because our programs don't work in just one gym. If you're a middle school athlete, you know what I'm talking about. You are getting there at 6 a.m. to get an hour of practice in, and that just doesn't work. We've got to do better for our children and our athletes. But also technology infrastructure has been enhanced. Cleaning up the buildings in many cases, if they weren't reconstructed, cleaning them up. Safety features have been enhanced. So a variety of things in those arenas.
Okay, that's awesome to know that. How will these improvements, do you think, benefit students in the long run?
From an educational standpoint and a safety standpoint, obviously they're in a better educational environment versus what we've been in. But especially in today's world, people are very concerned about the safety of their children, and they should be. Believe it or not, it's the number one priority of parents when we look at surveys. And so I think from that standpoint, we've really enhanced the security of the children a great deal by getting them out of portables, getting them into buildings, getting them out of the weather. The other piece I forgot to mention is a lot of this new construction is also coming with storm shelters that can protect students in an F5 tornado. And so that's pretty significant enhancements. Ultimately, we'd like to get that to all our buildings, but that's a very difficult thing to do after the fact. It's something you do while you're constructing. And so even the middle school gyms that I'm talking about in the future will be all tornado shelters.
Well, that's awesome to know that. Mm-hmm. To know that they're benefiting our students and helping them in the long run. What do you think, what are the future plans for Mesquite ISD with building new schools and renovating and stuff like that?
Well, actually, we're having a discussion right now. The board will be having a open discussion in February about going out for another bond election. And there are really a couple enhancements that I think are really significant to this community. One is building a choice high school. And by a choice high school, we're really talking like a university-oriented high school that students would choose. That would be their high school. And actually having 5 schools inside it. So very much like a college program, a school of technology, school of engineering, school of health sciences, school of construction sciences, and school of business and entrepreneurship. Led by potentially deans. So that's how very specific we're getting towards this concept. And students would experience things there they wouldn't experience in a traditional school. At the same time we're doing that, at every one of our high schools, we would add academies of choice as well. So I think we're moving towards this concept of providing more choice in education for our students and their families. The other piece is adding another elementary school in the south part of the district. If you don't know, there's a lot of growth going on in the south part of the district, and we will need another elementary. And then adding another middle school in the south part of the district as well, which should be our final middle school. You can never say it is final, but in my way of looking at the projections, it should be our final middle school. And some enhancements, like I said, gyms to our middle schools that would serve also as tornado shelters, and reducing the number of portables as well across the district still with some enhancements at some of our schools. So that's what we're really looking at doing with the next bond election, and very excited about the elements in that would enhance choice for students and families, and frankly, add a piece to this community that would be a significant identity piece that no one else has.
Well, that's awesome. And one more question. What about portables? Like, why is that a big idea for the district or a big thing that you guys want to get out of the way?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One, they frankly are not the best environment for educating children. We do the best we can with them, but that doesn't mean it's the best environment. Getting kids out of the weather, if you will, is a positive thing. The other piece is anytime you add portables to a building, you're not actually dealing with the capacity of that existing building. So those of you who have that, you know that the cafeterias are really full, the halls are really full, the libraries, because they were designed for the capacity of the physical building, not adding those portables. The addition of the portables is actually a detriment to the whole building, not just the education in those portables. The other, obviously, is a safety factor. And then finally, from a consumer standpoint, when people choose a district and they choose where they want their children to go to school, they really don't want to, parents don't want their children in those environments. And so from an economic standpoint, enhancing the value of homes, enhancing the value of community, portables are not the best way to go. We've already reduced roughly from 370 in the 2 years I've been here, we've gone from 370 to roughly by the time we finish Horn down to 70. So that's a pretty significant effort. We'd like to ultimately get it down to a very small number. You can't get rid of all of them. There will always be a reason why you'll have one or two, but you don't want to be educating half your student population in a portable building.
Well, that's awesome to know. And is there anything else you would like to say?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. you know, I hope everyone out there has a wonderful holiday. It's coming up, whether you're students in my school district, and I certainly hope you are blessed. But as I tell people all the time, I hope you're more of a blessing to others than just being blessed by others. So Merry Christmas to everyone.
Well, thank you. And thank you again for joining us today, Dr. Runlund. I'm Becca Odom, and this has been Center Stage here on KEOM with Dr. David Runlund, Superintendent of Schools.
Thank you.
Your holiday favorites are here on KEOM 88.5.